Chapter 40, Reflection. Science has long suspected the left and right hemispheres of the brain have specialized functions within human neurology, a concept referred to as brain lateralization. In 1861, a French physician examined the brain of a troubled man who had, for the last 21 years of his life, only been able to speak a single word, tan. A lesion within the ventro-posterior region of the frontal lobe of the brain was immediately visible. A second autopsy, this time of a gardener whose vocabulary was limited to just 5 words in his later years, revealed cranial abnormalities in a similar location. Interestingly, both of them were on the left-hand side. After several more examinations, the location of the anomalous brain tissue was so consistent with language problems that the Frenchman began to believe certain locations of the brain were assigned to specific functions. This discovery seemed to confirm a popular scientific fad of the day, phrenology. Simply put, phrenologists believed different areas of the brain were responsible for different personality traits, things like benevolence, wonder, and many others. While this had some basis in reality, they believed the growth of these various locations would surface as bumps on the skull and could be measured and used to predict someone's behavior, a helpful tool in explaining things like someone's criminal inclination or differences between the races. Because of this, phrenologists quarreled over decades over numerous brain maps in an attempt to catalog the mysteries of the mind. Whether one's proclivity for wandering or having too many children was truly at the front or back of the head was hotly debated, but regardless, their cartographical illustrations have become almost a universal symbol of the medical quackery of the 1800s. No matter the disparity in their layouts, phrenology charts did have one thing in common. They were symmetrical. The source of one's benevolence or wonder may have differed wildly from map to map, but unless it was located along the center line of the brain, there would always be two locations, one on the right side of the brain and one on the left. Phrenologists were quick to pounce on the Frenchman's discovery as proof they were on the right track. A specific region of the brain did appear to be associated with speech, but an unmistakable pattern within his findings would set the stage for a new type of phrenology, one that still reverberates 150 years later. The location which he observed as affecting the ability to speak, now called Broca's area, was almost always on the left side. Amongst over 25 brains he examined, lesions which negatively affected the ability to speak had been found in a particular area of the left side of the brain in all but one. The tendency for speech processing to occur on the left side of the brain was confirmed time and again, but wasn't always the case. Rarely, it was the right. As additional studies were performed, the tendency for certain mental faculties to occupy a particular hemisphere of the brain, right or left, became impossible to ignore. Lateralization of the brain is a vexing topic because the architecture of the brain would seem to be perfectly symmetrical. There are no structural differences between left and right that would give any indication as to why the left side would be commonly associated with a particular task over the right. The fact that most animals don't appear to exhibit lateralization has made the cause even more mysterious. Despite their apparently identical construction, it appears that different hemispheres of the brain have specialized functions, not uniformly so, but enough of a differentiation to form a consistent arrangement that is undeniable. This observation becomes particularly interesting in light of the pattern of asymmetry visible in the appearance of those with and without autism. It is usually the left side of the face that shows paralysis. A quick skim through pictures of children with autism will reveal this phenomenon. Many of them will have asymmetrical faces, and more often than not, if they are smiling, the right corner of their mouth will turn up more than the left. If one of their eyes appears to be slightly misaligned, it will often be the left rather than the right. This is not a hard and fast rule, of course, but over hundreds of pictures of faces, the proclivity for left-sided injury is obvious. For a structure that appears, for all intents and purposes, to be absolutely symmetrical, why and how would the brain assign certain types of tasks to one side of the brain and not the other? Why would the functionality of the brain be so asymmetrical? Because of the way axons from the brainstem project into the brain, It's understandable why certain neurological functions might be located in particular areas, front to back, or inner to outer. But the reason why a specific side of the brain might be more often associated with language or music, facial recognition, or object recognition has thus far remained a mystery. Pathological examinations of brain tissue have confirmed differences between the formations of the right and left side of the brain, and it was assumed these variations to be evidence of lateralization. While scientists have thought these differences were the cause of right or left-sided brain tendencies, something completely different may be happening. These differences in brain formation between right and left may actually be the effect of something else, not the cause or origin at all, but the result of something else taking place within not only the cerebrum, but the entire human body. The reason for this inclination and the lateralization that has puzzled neurologists for over 150 years may be the direct result of asymmetry within the body, an uneven network of vessels that was only recently discovered to connect to the brain.